Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Check it out. You already know this your folks, Trillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who? Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now, ahead of a really fun football weekend here in town, obviously. SEC Championship game on Saturday afternoon, Georgia and Alabama. Falcons and Seahawks on Sunday afternoon as well. Both in the same building, which again, if anybody is listening that is a part of that staff, that flips that building, everything ready.
Kudos.
Great work.
Kudos.
And also just prayers for you, because I know your weekend is about to be insane. But yeah. Great work. Smoking Joe Patrick will join in 15 minutes, and we'll get to an AMA at 140 to wrap things up.
Congratulations to one of the good guys in the NFL, Mark Andrews. Just got an extension from Baltimore. You remember
that's great.
All offseason, it was like, can they move him and all those different things? But, yeah, he got a 3-year extension.
That's so great. Again, people.
They're probably going to lose likely.
Probably. Likely.
Come to Atlanta, likely.
That would be great.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
And shout out and congratulate. We talked about, Coach Key yesterday. Congratulations to Haynes King. He has been named the ACC Player of the Year. Good for him.
That's great.
Good for him.
Hopefully they get a cool bowl assignment, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, 9-3, that's a good one. Should be at least a pretty good one. I got a couple texts because, when they aren't in the playoff consideration – there's like bowl predictors and stuff.
Right.
A couple texts for people that were like, hey, it's possible Georgia Tech and Washington might play, but I don't think that's going to actually happen.
Where? The Holiday Bowl?
I don't know what. Yeah, something like that. I don't know what it would have been, but that would have been pretty cool. Yeah. I would have enjoyed that, but no, I don't think that's what's going to go down.
Washington and Georgia Tech at the Peach Bowl.
Great. Yeah. Bring them here. I'd love to go see them. They played in Atlanta 2 times in the history of the program, both within 12 months of me moving here.
Yeah.
They played Alabama in the playoff. Well, right. I guess maybe the next one was the year after that. And then they played Auburn in the Chick-fil-A kickoff game.
That's right, they did.
Now, they played Alabama. One of the last games at the Georgia Dome was the playoff game in 16.
Okay. And when John Ross was killed.
John Ross got murdered by Minka Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
He was on the Husky pregame show the other day.
Really?
I was like, hey, it's John Ross. Guess he's not playing football anymore.
No. But, he ran his way out of the league.
Yeah, he kept getting hurt.
He
kept running so fast, his hamstrings were like, this is too fast.
Small and fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, don't really,
not a great.
Don't really last a lot of time.
Not a great top 10 pick, unfortunately.
Number 9 overall.
Yeah, it's something. Was it 9 or 8? Something like that. But it was top 10.
Yeah, Bengals, man.
Bengals, yeah. They'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they played Auburn. And I think it was Jarrett Stidham cut him up that day. Frustrating. Not great. Yeah. But I was in a suite.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, free drinks. Matt got hammered.
How do you keep getting these sweet tickets?
I ask once every 5 years. I asked for that one. Terry Fox was like, sure, I can help you out. Terry's, how Terry was. When you ask Terry for a favor, it's his favorite thing in the world. Usually he couldn't come through, but he did on that one.
Yeah.
And then I was sat in the suite for the Bills game.
Damn. You're a sweet guy, huh?
I am.
Wow. Sweet Andy. Sweet. No, I'm not going to say that.
Sweet. No.
We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that one.
No, but I have sat in a suite a time or two.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We're not going to do that, though. Hell no.
No.
All right, we'll get you.
But I'm nice, though. I'm a nice
guy. You are.
I am a nice guy.
All right. To the source?
I asked Dave Ashburn on.
All right, cool.
You trying to get in the suite?
No. But I was just curious, just in case someday I might want to, Andy. Okay. Someday I too will sit in the suite.
You could do it on Sunday if you wanted.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Because I was going to do that. I was going to, because remember when we talked about, because you were supposed to do this.
I was supposed to do that.
And so I was going to take your place and take Samson. But since they're going to, since they're in
You were going to go to this.
Yeah, I was going to go. Got but it. Then she said, I got the weekends mixed up. I thought we were going next weekend.
Right. Yeah, me and my brother was going to fly out and we were going to go to the, sit in the suite for the Seahawks game.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that didn't work out. Right. No, sorry. Fortunately.
There you go.
Because I get to go to Charlotte. You. I love going there, yeah. And I can't wait. So, we'll go there tomorrow.
And plus, it's good because you like, I mean, it's your brother-in-law.
Well, it's going to be really great.
Yes.
We're going to celebrate the first birthday for my nephew, and my brother-in-law is awesome,
yes.
And we'll get to see family and all that. So it will be nice. But I just, they could have moved a lot of places.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about Greenville. I like Greenville.
What is it about Greenville?
It ain't Charlotte. And it's half and it's half the way closer. All right, let's get to the big story of the day.
It is not
Charlotte. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. It's pretty nice, though. They got a nice little downtown.
Yeah, the sweet spot is when, because you'll question the what the decision was, right? There is no right decision. I mean, you talked to coaches all over the place last year that dealt with it, and there was the extended long layoff. There was the not extended long layoff. There was the Ohio State got hot, and they didn't play in a championship. I mean, look, at the end of the day, you got to do what you feel best about, and you'll always second guess it if you lose,
yep.
And you always won if you win. So I don't know what that sweet spot is. I know talking to people that I trust and have been through it helps get the information.
Yeah, I mean, it's always everything is great when it works.
Right.
You remember when the Braves had that damn simulated game?
Yeah.
Because they had that long the layoff and everything.
Now that was one that actually proved true with a bunch of different teams over a course of years. Like the layoff that baseball teams were dealing with was actually something I don't know what it is. We'll see. I have a theory. I have a theory about why all the teams that had the bye last week lost in the first round.
Georgia had the backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Boise State's not as good as Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona State's not as good as Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And Oregon came up against a buzzsaw.
Yeah.
Ohio State got hot and was better than everybody.
Right.
So it's like, it's not because of the bye.
Right.
Like, if Carson Beck was healthy, there's a pretty good chance Georgia beats Notre Dame in that game. Honestly, like, if Georgia doesn't, it was like a 45-second period of time where Georgia gave up a touchdown and then strip sack another, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. It was crazy.
It was 90,
it was crazy.
90 seconds and the game flipped. If that doesn't happen, that game might go different. But, yeah, I mean, I think most years, and especially this year, because teams like Boise State and Arizona State are not going to have byes.
Right.
They're going to give byes to the four best teams in their estimation.
Mm-hmm.
So probably not going to happen again.
Yeah, I would think that. But I think the biggest thing with Georgia, we talk about this weekend, is you lost your center. All right, and from what we're hearing, the stuff that me and you've heard, it's going to be a long time.
Yeah.
Like, he probably won't play the rest of the year.
This year, yeah.
Yeah, that
sucks.
Yeah, and I know we'll have Roddy on tomorrow and get more of who's in, who's out, as far as who's going to be the center and things like that, but that sucks. You lose your center, and that was the biggest thing of the reason this team, especially on offense, started running the ball better, because they were all healthy. Those five guys were healthy.
Yeah.
And then you lose the guy that's in the center of those five, it's a big deal.
When he's the one guy that had been healthy.
Yes, he's
right?
He's the one.
Of all the all the offensive line movement throughout the year, Drew Bobo had played.
Yep.
Now look, I mean, obviously you want to win the game on Saturday because you want to win the game on Saturday. You want to be the SEC champion.
Yes.
But if you win it, you also definitely get a bye.
Yes.
That'll give you a little bit more time to get used to whoever's going to play center.
That's a good point.
But again, he's also going to have to play on Saturday against Alabama.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm so excited for this game. I love the SEC championship.
Me too.
Especially though, my team's in it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a fun game. It's going to be like all the recent Alabama-Georgia game. It's going to be a one possession.
Yeah.
Under 30 type game. I'd be surprised if the game gets in the 30s.
Me too.
I'd be surprised, but hey, who knows, man?
Who knows?
It could be a shootout here in Atlanta.
Well, that's last year in the the first game they played.
Down in Tuscaloosa.
It was a damn shootout. It was insane.
Because we had to come back.
Well, it was sort of like two shootouts. It was like what Alabama did in the first half and then what Georgia did in the second half.
Damn, they beat the hell out of us.
Yeah, that game was nuts.
I was like, hold on, man. Should I turn this off?
That's the only – am I mistaken? That's the only time in this era – where that's happened to Georgia. And again, they came back and made it. They damn near won the game. They had the lead late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I can't think of another game where it's looked like that.
We don't get the hell beat out of him.
No, Georgia hasn't had the hell beat out of him. The closest to the hell getting beat out of him was Ole Miss last year, and
that was it.
It was like two possessions, right?
That was it. But I think, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think when, you know, which injuries are going to hinder who? I mean, you lose your damn center. Now, they lost one of their best defensive linemen. Uh-huh. We understand that. We don't know if Jam's going to play.
He's been banged up half the
year. Yeah, and I know, I think Rusty was talking about, like, he's their best pass protecting back. And that's one thing about the irritating thing about Georgia's running backs is that you don't do that. But you kind of have a tail when Cash Jones is in the game because Cash is the best protecting back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's true.
And so Jam could do all of it. And so, you know, not having him there, especially with the pressure they're going to play. What about CJ Allen playing last week?
I know. Like, he was like questionable all the way up, and then not only played the whole game, and played awesome.
I was like, hold on, what?
Yeah.
He just had a thing.
What was his thing?
Was it an ankle or knee? I think it was a meniscus or something. Okay. I don't know.
But yeah, I was like, I remember I was watching.
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch any of the pregame stuff, and then I'm watching early in the first quarter. It's like, oh, there's CJ Allen. Great.
Yeah, man.
And then he's making plays all over the place.
All over the
damn place. He played great.
Yeah, man. But I mean, having him back is going to be great.
Yeah.
You know, Alabama, they got some weapons. We understand that. Don't let Ryan Williams come out of his funk or whatever his funk is.
Yeah, that's a really weird story.
It's really damn weird.
With just kind of how it's played out for him, they don't even throw it to him anymore. It feels to me like a transfer, doesn't it?
Yeah, seems like he got on Caleb's bad side or something. Maybe. I don't know. Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I really don't.
But Ty Simpson,
have other guys that are great receivers.
Ty Simpson is really, really good. He hasn't been playing the back half as good as he did the front half. Not saying that he doesn't have the ability to tie ass up again because he just picked us a damn part.
He made some wild plays in that fourth quarter against Auburn.
Like, oh, yes. But, I mean, the way he ran the football and all those different things.
That one play that broke down completely, like the Alabama or Auburn had it completely red, and he tucked it, and, like, I don't even know how he got the first down.
He came there sideways.
He didn't want to run at all, but then he did anyway.
That was one of them close eyes thing. Okay, guys, don't forget tomorrow, me and Andy going to be out in them Buckhead streets. We will be over by Fadeau. I don't know if we'll be exactly at Fadeau, but we'll be in that area, right?
You go towards Fadeau, you're going to see
us. You're going to see us, right?
You're going to hear us, and then you're going to see us.
It's the World Cup draw party. That is tomorrow. And also, guys, today, right after our show, Dukes and Bell are at Buffalo's Cafe up in Cummings from 2 to 6. They'll be getting ready for tonight's big Thursday night game and the weekend of football while enjoying great food and drinks over at Buffalo's Cafe, Dukes and Bell. With steak. Steak's in for Carl today. So it'll be Mike and Steak reunited.
Yeah.
Feels so good.
I mean, obviously they're going to talk about all the topical stuff, but there's going to be some fun trips down memory lane.
Oh, yes. Because I'll learn this. Mike, Steak let Mike live with him, right? Because Mike's girlfriend threw him out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, something like that.
Among the many other fun stories. No doubt. I love Mike's promo for the show. He's like, Mike and friends.
Mike and friends.
Rotating cast. All right, we'll come back. Smoking Joe Patrick's going to join us. We'll talk some Falcons with him ahead of the Falcons and Seahawks on Sunday afternoon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
35 seconds. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.